Welcome to this special audio spinoff program of a satellite CME symposium on prostate cancer held at the 2019 Genitourinary Cancer Symposium in San Francisco. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with two of the faculty members who participated in our symposium, Drs. Emmanuel Antonarakis and Matthew Smith, to review the topics discussed in our symposium, new data presented at the ASCO GU meeting, as well as their perspectives on the clinical management of patients with prostate cancer. To begin, I asked Dr. Antonarakis how he approaches the initial evaluation of a patient with M0 PSA-only non-metastatic prostate cancer.
So in terms of the M0 space, we think of it in two categories. The first is men that have a biochemical recurrence that have not received hormone therapy yet. So that's the M0 hormone sensitive space. And that's also known as the biochemical recurrence space. And then there's the next stage, which is the M0 CRPC, castration-resistant prostate cancer, where people have already received hormone therapy, their PSA level is rising, but they have no radiographic metastases. And the prognostic considerations in the M0 hormone-sensitive versus M0 castration-resistant are overlapping, but somewhat distinct as well. In patients who have M0 rising PSA only, no hormone therapy yet, we like to think of the PSA doubling time as the strongest prognostic indicator. That overrides the Gleason score, that overrides the pathologic stage at the time of diagnosis. And in that setting, the M0 hormone sensitive space, the biochemical recurrence space, we like to think of the PSA doubling time in three or four categories. The highest risk for metastasis are people that have a PSA doubling time of less than 3 months. The second highest risk is patients with doubling time 3 months to 9 months. A lower risk group is doubling time of 9 months to 15 months. And then the very lowest risk of all in terms of metastases is the group of doubling time greater than 15 months. And the way that I talk to my patients about their risk of progression to clinical metastases, instead of thinking of a percentage at a certain landmark time, I think it's more helpful to talk about median time to metastasis. What's the average length of time that this patient will survive without a metastasis for each of those four categories? And in men that have a biochemical recurrence, M0 hormone sensitive, who have a doubling time of less than 3 months, those men have a median metastasis-free survival of 1 year. So I tell that man that on average, you will have a radiographic metastasis in about 1 year from now. In men that have the doubling time between 3 months and 9 months, the estimate for median metastasis-free survival is 4 years. So I typically tell that man, on average, if you do nothing and you don't start hormone therapy, you'll develop a met in 4 years. And then for the group that's 9 to 15 months, that estimate is 9 years metastasis-free, the median. And for those with doubling time more than 15 months, it's about 13, 14 years. And we typically don't recommend any therapy at all for the people that have any doubling time greater than 9 months because their survival is so long and their metastasis-free survival is so long without therapy.
When you talk about this time point of diagnosis of metastatic disease, that's, for example, usually going to be on imaging. The patient's going to be asymptomatic.
Yeah, these estimates come from conventional nuclear medicine bone scan, technetium-99 bone scan, and standard CT scan. All of those estimates are probably going to change in the era of molecularly targeted imaging, such as PSMA PET scans or Axumen PET scans or MRI scans. But I think that in most community settings and in most academic centers even, CT scan and bone scan are the norm for following these patients.
And what about the issue of survival once metastatic disease is diagnosed? At this clinical endpoint that you're talking about, what's the typical survival from that point on?
So for all patients from the time of M1 metastatic hormone-sensitive disease, because remember, these patients, when they reach to the metastatic stage, they have not received any hormone therapy yet. From that point in time, I typically quote an overall survival of 4 to 5 years, with a range being 3 years to 10 years. From the first met until death, that's assuming that they receive all the life-prolonging therapy starting with ADT.